had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, "Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on. Mama and the children will be waiting up all night long, thinking nothing but the worst is coming. With the ringing of the telephone. Oh, but the man upstairs was listening when Mama asked him to bring Daddy home. And when the call came in, it was Daddy on the other end asking her if she had been.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate is still making its way through amendments to the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Republican leaders searching for ways to secure more support for the package of massive tax breaks and huge cuts to Medicaid. Family members of the man accused of killing two Idaho firefighters, 20-year-old Wes Rowley, had wanted to be a firefighter himself, they say. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what we're learning about the ambush.
Evidence suggests that Rowley used a flint to spark a blaze and draw firefighters onto Canfield Mountain. Rowley eventually killed himself, and Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says,
"We have not been able to find any manifesto."
Rowley's landlord tells the AP that it wasn't ideology, but mental illness that drove the 20-year-old to commit a murder-suicide.
Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in 2022, has agreed to take a plea deal and is expected in court tomorrow, where a guilty plea will be entered. His trial was set to begin in just a few weeks. This is ABC News. Jury deliberations continued today in Sean Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial. Yesterday, the jury sent a note to the judge expressing concern that one juror, they said, couldn't follow directions. ABC's Phil Tate is at the courthouse.
When the jury does return to the courtroom today, they will have a short interaction with the judge as they had passed a question to the judge that they'd like to receive clarification on. Now, this is the second time that the jury and the judge will have a interaction. Well, that's just a short time after the judge had charged the jury yesterday. He would receive a disturbing note telling him one of the 12, quote, jurors cannot follow the honor's instructions. Now, that juror was a 51-year-old, a scientist who holds a doctorate. Now, the judge responded with a note ordering all jurors to follow his instructions and to return to deliberations.
In Philadelphia, thousands of city workers, including garbage collectors and some 911 call operators, are off the job. They walked out at midnight demanding better pay. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Roger R. Kruger, age 90, of Park Falls, formerly of Teresa and Montello, died on Wednesday, June 25th, at the Waterford in Park Falls. He is survived by his six children, Sue Karcher, Rick Kruger, Cynthia Schellinger, Randy Kruger, Mary Biskobing, and Rodney Kruger, further survived by 15 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, by four great-great-grandchildren, and his sister, Eunice Ocon, and by other relatives and friends. A private service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert. This has been the funeral notice for Roger R. Kruger, age 90, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On June 29th, at approximately 3:11 a.m., the Pratt County Dispatch Center received a report of a residential structure fire at an address on Shady Knoll Road in the township of Fifield. The caller advised one individual was able to escape the residence, but two other individuals were still within the home. The individual who escaped the residence had significant life-threatening injuries. The Pike Lake Fire Department, Pike Lake First Responders, Fifield Fire Department, Park Falls Fire Department, Park Falls Ambulance Service, Minocqua Fire Department, Lac du Flambeau Ambulance Service, Perez County Sheriff's Office, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation State Fire Marshal's Office responded. The bodies of two deceased individuals were located within the remains of the structure. The cause of the structure fire is currently being investigated by the State Fire Marshal's Office, the Perez County Sheriff's Office, and the Pike Lake Fire Department. The names of the individuals involved will not be released at this time. Every Wednesday, you're invited over to the Park Falls Farmers Market at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. At the market, you'll find such things as delicious strawberries, shelling peas and sugar snap peas, shiitake, lion's mane, and pohu oyster mushrooms, wild rose and white clover jelly, plus strawberry rhubarb jam. There will also be locally produced maple syrup, lettuce, honey, spinach, cucumbers, broccoli, cauliflower, and a large varieties of many more vegetables. You can even enjoy some gluten-free crackers and pink lemonade Rice Krispie treats, as well as pistachio muffins and peanut butter cookies. Other baked goods such as breads, donuts, pies, an assortment of canned goods, and much, much more are also available. The market will also feature black Angus beef, freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and dog biscuits, hanging flowers, house plants, including succulents, and there are still even Wisconsin Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program coupons available. You can contact Chris Mabee at Price County Senior Services at 715-339-2168 to inquire. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC, and Senior Market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, which means they do accept Chamber Bucks. And this year they have partnered with Aspirus to participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. The Farmers Market is grateful for the community support, their vendors, and their sponsors. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food every Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 at the Park Falls Farmers Market. Fire departments all over are prepping for a busy weekend due to fireworks-related incidents. Lisa Hale has more.
Structure fires and wildfires are a real danger when people use fireworks incorrectly. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig.
Info that we have is from 2022. Average of 31,000 fires started across the U.S., 3,500 structure fires, 26,000 outside fires. And a side note with that is wildfires started by fireworks are doubled on the 4th of July.
Craig said errant fireworks can land on the roofs of buildings, but improper disposal of fireworks is the biggest danger.
Even the safe and sane ones, the spark fountains, the snakes, the sparklers, all those should be put into a bucket of water overnight away from a building. That's the biggest thing, is away from a structure.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks making moves in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks have agreed to bring back three of their players, guards Gary Trent and Kevin Porter, and forward Taurean Prince, all three agreeing to two-year deals to stay in Milwaukee, with the second year being a player option. But the Bucks are losing their center, Brook Lopez. He'll sign a two-year contract with the LA Clippers. Lopez became a team leader during his 7 years with the Bucks.
Whatever happens, you know, whatever I do, just having a positive influence on the game. You know, that was my main thought. Having fun, but having a positive influence on the game, a positive impact.
Baseball, the Brewers taking on the Mets tonight in New York. The Crew coming off that 4-3 loss Sunday to the Rockies in 11 innings.
Extras are extras, but I mean, everyone in here was fired up to get a chance to walk it off, you know, so I don't think it's really hard necessarily to get back in the dugout and try to rally guys up because everyone's still chomping at the bit.
That's the Brewers right fielder Sal Frelick with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Weather. It's going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight. We'll drop to the upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an afternoon or evening isolated thundershower. And a high again tomorrow in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
98Q Country.
Lose the sock. How long are you supposed to hold on to that other one? Because I got like 80 of them. But I know once I get rid of it, the other one's going to show up. Hey, where's my brother? He's in a better place. He's in sock heaven. I think it's strange when the elastic goes on socks. It's like the sock saying, I retired, I'm done. No longer a sock, now I'm just kind of a sack. You could store marbles in me, but that sock business is over. That means the underwear, too, the elastic goes. Like the underwear saying, I quit, I'm tired of covering your ass. This job stinks. I'm not gonna take your crap anymore. And other puns.
We're gonna party!
New country now.
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98Q Country.
Big orange ball. Sinking in the water, toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two, done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die.
she running red lights. Baby, set the mood right. Just like everything you're doing to me right now is making me crazy. I wanna kiss you on the dance floor. Kiss you like a let's go. Come on, baby, let me hear you say, oh, oh. I wanna kiss you with the neon lights in your eyes glowing. Then I wanna kiss you in the morning. Yeah, yeah, I wanna kiss you in the morning. Oh, you little outlaw, stealing my heart and all. When you drop it down low, touch your toes, girl, you know you just showing off. That little tattoo on your tan line, oh my. Kiss you in the parking lot, under the moonlight. Kiss you running red lights. Baby, set the mood right. Just like everything you're doing to me right now is making me crazy. I wanna kiss you on the dance floor. Kiss you like a let's go. Come on, baby, let me hear you say, oh, oh. I wanna kiss you with the neon lights in your eyes glowing. Then I wanna kiss you in the morning. Under the moonlight, kiss you running red lights. Baby, set the mood right. Just like everything you're doing to me right now is making me crazy. I wanna kiss you on the dance floor. Kiss you like a let's go. Come on, baby, let me hear you say, oh, oh. I wanna kiss you with the neon lights in your eyes glowing. Then I wanna kiss you in the
McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease. And when she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile, knock a grown man to his knees. See, I'm gonna have feelings. It blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one have feelings. I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been a type that would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them feelings. It blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them feelings. I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me,
I'm on top of the world. It's when she loves me. No, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots. It blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Against the wall, and the bandwagon's falling right off, and you're hearing all the talk about maybe you should think about what you're gonna do if it don't work out. It ain't about if it makes sense, cause if the boot do it don't fit. As far as I can see, there ain't no way to be somebody if you just gonna quit. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you got a do or die dream, do it. If you got something to plan you need.
Well, life's got a lot of sticks and stones, and a blade that'll cut you to the bone. But if you're doing what you love and it kills you, well, you can live with that all day long. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you got a do or die dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings.
EQ Country with Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs, and I hope your Tuesday is going here. I was just I didn't think that song was going to end that fast. I was watching some highlights on the in-studio TV, and they were showing the Iron Bowl top highlights, and I was wondering what that was, and now I know. It's the did you know that the Iron Bowl is the annual American college football game between the University of Alabama's Crimson Tide and the Auburn University Tigers? You should have known that. Why would we know that up here? We only know Badgers. Hope your Tuesday is good. We've got a keyword for you. We've got some circus tickets we're giving away. Today and tomorrow, 4-pack of tickets. And just text us the keyword clown, CLOWN. If you have a brother or a sister, you probably know how to spell it because at some point you probably called each other that. Clown, you text that to us through the Civic Media app and you'll be in. You'll be in for the 4-pack of tickets for the circus on Sunday. We'll give away a pack today, another pack tomorrow. And the circus is Sunday, the Culpeper Merriweather Circus. If you want to get your tickets, they're available at the Chamber. We've got them right here at 98Q Country. They're very available at several other locations, too. And what's cool is they're doing a Sunday morning 9:30 thing where you can kind of see behind the scenes of the circus. And then there's two shows in the afternoon. And it's all right there behind the elementary and the high school, you know, that open field back there. So that'll be on Sunday, maybe something to plan for this 4th of July weekend. I think the kids would enjoy that. All right. We got a July the 1st here for you. Did you watch the video yesterday? I did probably. I was trying to think to myself last night. I thought it was top five, but I'm going to go with the top 10 stupidest things I've ever done in my life was for me to even nibble on that 25-year-old Cheez-It that came out of the box yesterday morning. The whatever chemical they use to hold together those Cheez-Its, it was real. It was I bit into it yesterday morning at about at about 8:50, and it wasn't until probably 7 or 8 o'clock last night, about 12 hours later, that it was completely, the flavor of that was completely gone out of my mouth. I rinsed, I mouthwashed, I scrubbed with a toothbrush, and still it was just kind of there. And I'm not sure if it was more psychological than it was actually there, but I think it was actually there. I really do. I really do. I mean, Big G offered me a Coca-Cola, and I took a swig of that and swished it around, and I think that only stirred up, the chemical a little bit. So, boys and girls, when food smells bad, and it looks bad, and it's old, just throw it away. That's I have taken the hit for you. All right, I've done that. I've done the work for you. Believe me, you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. We do have video evidence of it if you want to check it out on the 98Q Country YouTube page. It's linked at Facebook, or you can just go to YouTube and search for 98Q Country. It's on there. Plus, we had the Culpeper Merriweather Clown in yesterday, too. She was very entertaining. So that's all on there. We have the whole show on our 98Q Country YouTube channel. We're planning on doing more on that YouTube channel. We did the Deer Hunters Roundup, and that was a big hit. A lot of people enjoyed watching the in-studio show. So we're going to be doing more of that. So bookmark that 98Q Country YouTube channel for future stuff you not only can hear like you normally do, but you can see too, which sometimes is good, sometimes not too good. Yesterday, today, so we got July the 1st working for us today, and we have, this is the day, this is the day, all right, either are or you aren't today. You either are or you aren't. Leaving up your Christmas lights or taking them down, one of the two, all right. Either they're coming down or you're just committed for the rest of the way from here on in. Today is also Canada Day. On July the 1st. Who would have thought that 1 year ago today, or 1 year, less than a year later, really, it's only 5 or 6 months. But if you look at the last time we celebrated Canada Day compared to how we are celebrating Canada Day today, the relationship is not what it was just a few months ago. I guess anytime you tell someone we want to, you know, take over your country, I guess you probably got problems with that, right? I mean, if someone walked into your house and said, hey, I think you should, I'm just going to take over your house. Yeah, we're just going to move in and we're just going to take over everything. How would you react to that? All right. You wouldn't like that either. So today is also Creative Ice Cream Flavor Day today. I think we try too hard, don't we? I really do think so. I think we try too hard with ice cream. We don't need to try as hard as we do in all the things that we put in there. Although I do like a good strawberry marshmallow mix in my ice cream. I'm all right with that. But that's the basics. I mean, that's kind of the original, right? I mean, the original thing we did with ice cream was we put a little chocolate syrup on it because in America, we put chocolate on everything. Do we put chocolate on like Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't think we do that. Do it. Chocolate chicken. It's probably somebody doing it. But we're trying too hard with ice cream. Just a little chocolate syrup, if you want to do that. You know, maybe a strawberry, blueberry, raspberry, something like that. You know, don't get too crazy with it. When I go to the fancy ice cream places and I get the, you know, the whatever it is, the Blizzard or the McFlurry or whatever, I want something that if I add something to it, I don't want it to take it over. I'm not a big fan of the peanut butter. The peanut butter shakes and all that stuff, because I like peanut butter, but it takes over the ice cream. You want the ice cream to have its day, right? I mean, you're having ice cream, you want to taste the ice cream. But even like cookie dough, Blizzards or McFlurries or whatever they do, the A&W stuff, whatever, you throw cookie dough in there, the cookie dough is wonderful, but then it turns into just cookie dough. It's just not, to me, it's not ice cream anymore. So I'll take just vanilla ice cream, a little bit of chocolate syrup in there, just so if I want that little tinge of chocolate, it lives. Maybe a marshmallow or two. If I've got some old Captain Crunch laying around, I might throw a couple of those in there too, possibly. So creative ice cream flavors today. We have gone absolutely. You can thank Ben and Jerry for that, right? Thank Ben and Jerry for all that stuff. Sales of fireworks, they say, are way up this year. Or, like they say in the business, sales are booming this year. That's right. They're booming. They're booming. Are you a fireworks lighter? I am past that point in my life. I mean, if I have a fire, I'll still do a bottle rocket, a smoke bomb, and stuff like that. And if I have the firework, I mean, I'm still willing to participate in it. I'm not going and buying a bunch of fireworks. I've seen it. I'm past it. So I understand if you want to do it. And if you do it, just please, ladies and gentlemen, just listen now. Thousands and thousands of people every year this week end up in the emergency room. Not just one or two, not just seven or eight. Thousands and thousands of people end up in the emergency room with burns, with fingers that got blown off by an M80. It's serious stuff. It really is. So just don't be stupid with it, all right? Don't light it near the garage. You know, don't light it near the house, because if it turns and it shoots and then all of a sudden your house is on fire and your garage is on fire, your dog is on fire. And that's another thing too, is the dogs and the animals, dogs and the cats, the dogs especially, their hearing is so much better than yours and mine. And the fireworks is not a good thing for them. So please. Just be mindful of that, all right? Go have fun with it if you want to. Go out there. Go over there. You know, over there. and have that fun. And, of course, we have some great fireworks shows at the guys who know what they're guys and gals, the local fire department people and their license for. They put on the great fireworks shows all over in town. So hats off to them for doing that, because the ones that go really, you know, way up there and then they go left and right and just way, those are pretty cool. Those are pretty cool. I've never quite understood the concept of the big booms. You know, you go to the fireworks shows and if you're laying on the ground, you can actually like, you feel it right in your chest. Like if you have an irregular heartbeat, it sets it back in place. It's just like, well, that's, I'm not sure what the science is on that, but I'm thinking that there's a lot going on there. I don't even want to know. I survived, and I remember the first time I felt that, the big M80 went off at the big firework, and it's more than an M80, I know. And I felt it in my chest, and I paused for a second, and I thought, all right, I survived it. I guess I'm good. Let's do that again. So be careful with those fireworks, people. It's serious stuff, and you can buy... I mean, when I was a kid, we had the sparklers with the wire. what were we thinking back then? We had the wire sparklers. Those should just be outlawed because all they do is end up being wrapped around your lawnmower is all that happens. At least we have the wood stick sparklers now, right? I mean, we had the... We used to spend the day after the 4th of July. My dad would say, everybody out in the lawn. Let's see. Make sure there's not any wire out there. I'm mowing the lawn. So we had those out there. What else? And the black worms. Oh, yeah. Now, those are all right. I mean, you can still burn yourself on it, but it's not. You know, the little tablet, the little aspirin tablet, you set it on the ground. You light it. And then it turns into black coal. You know, they call it a snake, but it turns into black coal. And then for the next 17 years, Dad is trying to scrub that off the cement out in front of the... I know that thing will come off. Give me some turpentine. Give me some 25-year-old Cheez-Its. Maybe I'll rub that on there, see if that'll work. I hope your 4th of July week is good. I know a lot of people are up here already camping and taking a little time off, so we love having you here in the North Woods. Thanks for visiting us. We'll try to get you a little bit cooler weather than where you came from. If you came from Alabama, Georgia, Texas, I guarantee you we're going to be cooler than you are down there. Than y'all were down there. But we're still going to see 80, probably, each day right through the 4th of July weekend. We're waking up to 63. Some of us had 55, 57 for an overnight low last night. So at least 80 each day through Friday, maybe not quite 80 on Saturday, Sunday. We're going to see a little bit of thunderstorm activity kind of scattered in through the week. But all in all, I think it should turn out to be a pretty good 4th of July weekend. Let's get you updated. Our keyword, by the way, clown for 4 tickets for Sunday's Culpeper Merriweather Circus here in Park Falls. Civic Media app, free to put on your Android or iPhone. Then you tap on 98Q text, CLOWN clown. Get that to us sometime today, and we'll put you in for the 4 tickets. And the tickets are good for any age, any age ticket, adults, kids, whatever. So 4 tickets. Good luck to you. Twice an hour news and sports. We get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate is still making its way through amendments to the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Republican leaders searching for ways to secure more support for the package of massive tax breaks and huge cuts to Medicaid. Family members of the man accused of killing 2 Idaho firefighters, 20-year-old Wes Rowley, had wanted to be a firefighter himself, they say. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what we're learning about the ambush.
Evidence suggests that Rowley used a flint to spark a blaze and draw firefighters onto Canfield Mountain. Rowley eventually killed himself, and Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says,
"We have not been able to find any manifesto."
Rowley's landlord tells the AP that it wasn't ideology, but mental illness that drove the 20-year-old to commit a murder-suicide.
Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing 4 University of Idaho students in 2022, has agreed to take a plea deal and is expected in court tomorrow, where a guilty plea will be entered. His trial was set to begin in just a few weeks. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On June 29th, at approximately 3:11 a.m., the Pratt County Dispatch Center received a report of a residential structure fire at an address on Shady Knoll Road in the township of Fifield. The caller advised one individual was able to escape the residence, but 2 other individuals were still within the home. The individual who escaped the residence had significant life-threatening injuries. The Pike Lake Fire Department, Pike Lake First Responders, Fifield Fire Department, Park Falls Fire Department, Park Falls Ambulance Service, Minocqua Fire Department, Lac du Flambeau Ambulance Service, Perez County Sheriff's Office, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation State Fire Marshal's Office responded. The bodies of 2 deceased individuals were located within the remains of the structure. The cause of the structure fire is currently being investigated by the State Fire Marshal's Office, the Price County Sheriff's Office, and the Pike Lake Fire Department. The names of the individuals involved will not be released at this time. Every Wednesday, you're invited over to the Park Falls Farmers Market at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. At the market, you'll find such things as delicious strawberries, shelling peas and sugar snap peas, shiitake, lion's mane, and pohu oyster mushrooms, wild rose and white clover jelly, plus strawberry rhubarb jam. There will also be locally produced maple syrup, lettuce, honey, spinach, cucumbers, broccoli, cauliflower, and a large varieties of many more vegetables. You can even enjoy some gluten-free crackers and pink lemonade Rice Krispie treats, as well as pistachio muffins and peanut butter cookies. Other baked goods such as breads, donuts, pies, an assortment of canned goods, and much, much more are also available. The market will also feature Black Angus beef, freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and dog biscuits, hanging flowers, house plants, including succulents, and there are still even Wisconsin Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program coupons available. You can contact Chris Mabee at Price County Senior Services at 715-339-2168 to inquire. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC, and Senior Market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, which means they do accept Chamber Bucks. And this year they have partnered with Aspirus to participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. The Farmers Market is grateful for the community support, their vendors, and their sponsors. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food every Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 at the Park Falls Farmers Market. Fire departments all over are prepping for a busy weekend due to fireworks-related incidents. Lisa Hale has more.
Structure fires and wildfires are a real danger when people use fireworks incorrectly. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig.
Info that we have is from 2022. Average of 31,000 fires started across the U.S., 3,500 structure fires, 26,000 outside fires. And a side note with that is wildfires started by fireworks are doubled on the 4th of July.
Craig said errant fireworks can land on the roofs of buildings, but improper disposal of fireworks is the biggest danger.
Even the safe and sane ones, the spark fountains, the snakes, the sparklers, all those should be put into a bucket of water overnight away from a building. That's the biggest thing, is away from a structure.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks making moves in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks have agreed to bring back three of their players, guards Gary Trent and Kevin Porter, and forward Taurean Prince, all three agreeing to two-year deals to stay in Milwaukee, with the second year being a player option. But the Bucks are losing their center, Brook Lopez. He'll sign a two-year contract with the LA Clippers. Lopez became a team leader during his 7 years with the Bucks.
Whatever happens, you know, whatever I do, just having a positive influence on the game. You know, that was my main thought. Having fun, but having a positive influence on the game, a positive impact.
Baseball, the Brewers taking on the Mets tonight in New York. The Crew coming off that 4-3 loss Sunday to the Rockies in 11 innings.
Extras are extras, but I mean, everyone in here was fired up to get a chance to walk it off, you know, so I don't think it's really hard necessarily to get back in the dugout and try to rally guys up because everyone's still chomping at the bit.
That's the Brewers right fielder Sal Frelick with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, we're into the month of July, and we've got Pete with us from Wheelway with some big news about the month of July down there. How are we doing, Pete?
Hey, Joel. I'll tell you what, we have a big birthday, 4th of July, a great time to celebrate with the family in America, and we want to spread the savings and celebration onto you. $1,000 off any vehicle off the sales price and many other discounts until Monday of next week. We have a bunch of new inventory that's hit the lot. 3/4 tons, half ton trucks, cars, minivans, SUVs. We call it our biggest sale for the 4th of July. Go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com. Check our new inventory right out there. Fill out a credit app. Our finance guy will give you a call, and you can drive one home today. It's that simple.
All right. Get it going at wheelwayautos.com.
Joel, we always remind people, we don't collect them. We sell them. Make sure you give us a call, 762-2467. And again, 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway, folks.
Check out all the savings at wheelwayautos.com.
This is Riley. My dad is Michael Keller, and he works for Northwood Realty.
This is Sebastian. If you have questions regarding real estate, whether it's selling or buying, give him a call. He will work hard for you. Call or text him at 715-820-2242.
My dad takes great care of me, so I know he'll take great care of you too.
This is Mike Keller from Northwoods Realty. Give me a call or text at 715-820-2242.
Shop 4th of July savings at the Home Depot right now and get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $600 off select appliances with free delivery, like Samsung. From all-in-one washer dryers to smart refrigerators, upgrade to tech you can trust with Samsung appliances. The Home Depot has what you need to simplify your routine. Don't miss 4th of July appliance savings at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid June 18th through July 9th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
It's going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight. We'll drop to the upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an afternoon or evening isolated thundershower. And a high again tomorrow in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
98Q Country.
The rain is coming down tonight. I'm smiling, looking at this photograph. I hear that song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we're on the town. And I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go. I wonder if you ever think about it like I do. Seven kids on a two-lane road, had the guns on the radio. After all this time, it still feels so good. When I think about those summer nights, singing out the window on the back road, sweet childhood of mine, sipping on the locals, sparking light. Ain't it funny how the best days of my life is all that wasted.
Urban 98Q Country on a beautiful first day of July here. And we normally during the school year, we get you updated on what's going on with some of our area schools weekly, but summertime we do it more sporadically. But we've got Carolyn Pollitt with us from the Butternut School District, District Administrator, with a update on some news from the Butternut School. Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking time to join us. And I know you had some information from a recent board meeting with Butternut that you wanted to kind of share with the folks, some off-season summer information, right?
Yeah, right. Well, besides, I just, of course, want our families to know that registration information will be coming soon. So we love seeing those come in the summer. The sooner the better. That helps us plan and be ready for school starting. People think summer's long, but it's not. It goes by like a flash.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then I just, you know, I want to make sure that I am being very attentive to the things that our community is telling us about what they want to see. And so that's what I want to share a little bit about here this morning as we work hard to continue to be fiscally responsible while keeping student learning at the center of every decision. And part of our cost-saving measures, we've had to make some difficult decisions, but we've reduced our staffing levels by 8 full-time positions. And then we have a position and a third or a half open right now that, you know, the reality is we're never sure if we can fill. Some positions are harder to fill than others. And so along with all of that, we have some combined elementary grades, which I had mentioned last week. And we do have high-quality staff in those positions. That's always really exciting when you can just hit the ground with motivation and the teachers rest up and they come back and they're just on fire. It's been really awesome. And then, you know, like like I said, we'll do our best. It's not uncommon in our area to struggle to fill some positions, and mm-hmm. I want our communities actually to know that I'm very thankful for the leadership and guidance and support of other area administrators. When you have to have a year of sink or swim, you are thankful for being able to reach out. And we all want what's best for our schools, but we also realize that without each other and just being able to understand and support one another, we could also lose opportunities for our students or our schools. And I just want people to maybe consider continuing with an open mind and cheer for one another and network and share. You know, some of those old adages that we've heard in the past are very true. And why wouldn't we all come together, especially in the face of what's happening on a greater scale with the uncertainty of educational funding? Probably nobody follows the Joint Finance Committee quite as closely as a district administrator, but it's been a crazy week in that world. So, you know, we all advocate together and we problem solve together. And I hope in the end we become stronger because of that. And the other thing Butternut's doing right now is launching a new initiative. We had started that, maybe I mentioned that a couple times, with a visioning process, and we've laid out a clear roadmap about where we're going to employ the best educational practices for our students. We expect some pretty great things to happen there to help us become more sustainable. And so that has just, you know, when you face a couple failed referendums, it can get you down a little bit, but this has brought some new life, and I think it's breathing that into our staff and our students and our community, and that's been kind of really fun to unfold and watch. And I'm excited to do that work. It's hard work, but I'm excited to continue to do that and hopefully, you know, build us stronger.
Yeah, and I think there's no doubt, Carolyn, that the way we educate our children continues to evolve and change. When the internet was brought forward and then the pandemic kind of accelerated it, and it's an ongoing process, isn't it? Every year, the way how we educate our children, utilizing all those tools that are out there in the world, but still trying to have that local feel, there's a combination there somewhere we're working toward, right?
Right, right. And yeah, and you know, what has been best practice in the past is not best practice now. And we're all faced with some challenges, and you have to be open to some of those new ideas. And instead of feeling like this will never work, we have to be kind of more, how can we make this work? And let's do this. So, that's kind of my mantra. And that's kind of where my headspace usually is.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. All right, Carol. Well, thank you for the update. We appreciate you taking time, and we'll chat with you again soon, I'm sure, with more information as we get closer to the school year, okay?
For sure. Thanks, Joel.
Thank you. Carolyn Pollitt, she is a district administrator for Butternut. She's actually moving her daughter into down in Eau Claire, helping her out down there. So we thank you for taking time. Yeah. I mean, how we how we educate our kids is an ongoing process, especially in small town America right here with all of us. We see declining enrollment at a lot of our schools and Butternut going through their issues there with, really small school, one of the smallest in the state. So, it's an ongoing process. We have all that information out there on the internet and all that stuff, and we can webinar it, and we can bring in classes from all over the world. How do we combine that with the local feel of teachers and such? It's a combo that I think is still being worked on, but we're thankful to have people like Carolyn and also our other district administrators around the area working hard for our kids and our families. We've got 7:56, our keyword for today to win four tickets to the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus on Sunday is clown. Text us the keyword clown right now, CLOWN, sometime today, and you'll be in for four tickets that are good for any age, any size, anybody. And we'll announce that winner tomorrow morning, and then we'll give away another pack of tickets tomorrow. So good luck. Text that to us through the Civic Media app.
With over 2,000 animals and acres of fun, you'll find a million reasons to smile at Wildwood Wildlife Park.
Did you happen to see the snow leopards?
What? Snow leopards? How cool is that?
Or experience that cool safari tram ride all in one day.
We love coming to the zoo. It's so much fun.
It's a wild world. It's a Wildwood Wildlife world. Hey, it's a Wildwood Wildlife world.
Giggle with the gibbons, jiggle with giraffes. See if you can make a hyena laugh. Flirt with flamingos, party with parakeets. Polka with penguins, what a treat. Laugh out loud, cause the lemurs are cute. Libra with the zebra, it's up to you.
It's a Wildwood Wildlife world.
Highway 70, 2 miles west of Minocqua.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Osea Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Osea Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osea Wealth.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Ooh! Ouch! No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
98Q Country.
Like I'm the only